Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. Hour number two here on the Odd Couple. Glad you guys are joining us. And look, shortly after the show, the Odd Couple podcast will go up. And if you've missed any of today's show, be sure to check out the pod. Just search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast. And be sure also to follow, rate, and review the podcast. Again, just search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast. And you'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air. Also, of course, tell your family, your friends that there's this great show on Fox Sports Radio. You got to check out called The Odd Couple and tell them how to download the podcast as well. We got our Hall of Famer, Rod Woodson, joining us at the bottom of the hour as he does every Monday during the NFL season. So that should be a lot of fun. Keep it locked for that. But we're going to... You know, the theme of today's show, Rob, to some degree is coaches, right? It is Black Monday where a lot of coaches lose their jobs. One who hasn't and, of course, is in all the headlines is the legendary Bill Belichick. And, you know, Belichick was asked about today. He spoke about, you know, his job security. And obviously he's not the most loquacious guy when it comes to speaking to the media. But here's what he said about that.
I'm in a contract, do what I always do, which is, you know, every day I come in, work as hard as I can to help the team in whatever way I can.
Wondering if you've given any serious thought to relinquishing the personnel, maybe some of the draft responsibilities.
Look, I'm for whatever, you know, collectively we decide as an organization is the best thing to help our football team. I have multiple roles in that, and I rely on a lot of people to help me in those responsibilities. If somebody's got to have the final say, I have it. I rely on a lot of other people to help, and you know, whatever that process is, you know, I'm only part of it.
All right, Rob. So, what's your take on this? You think this should be Belichick's, or he should be done with the Patriots, whether it's them or him making the move?
Well, this guy. Bill Belichick sounded like a guy who's willing to change. And if he's willing to change, Chris, and I'm the Patriots, I would keep him. If he's going to coach and he's going to, like, let us buy the groceries and bring in a GM and relinquish some things and maybe, you know, have a traditional offensive coordinator and whatnot, I'm way open. If this guy was... It's my way or the highway. We've been doing it this way forever. We won 6 Super Bowls. I'm not changing this late in the game. No, I'm not doing it. Then I don't want them. If I'm the Patriots, do I want the all-time winningest coach to be a Patriots coach? Sure, I do. Do I want him to go and have that celebration elsewhere? No, I don't. but he has to be willing to bend. It's not the coaching stuff, Chris, that gets him in trouble. It's the other stuff that I believe. He can coach. We know that.
Well, remember, he is going to have, you know, be in charge of his staff.
No, I get that. But as and not being the GM, though, there are other right. things you have to give up. Okay, the GM, and this is it, not a de facto GM, Chris, put somebody in there and Bill's still making the decisions. If you go get a real GM that said, Bill, let's work together. We want you to get the record. Let's turn this team around. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And he's willing to do that, Chris, then I'm willing to work with Bill Belichick. You could go ahead and say, well, we're going to start over, get another coach or whatever. You remember the Patriots, and I remember the Patriots, before Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. A lot of people don't remember that. They were god-awful. Right. It ain't automatic that you make a change and you're going to be winning again. It ain't automatic. Just ask. There are 20 teams in the NFL who you could make changes, Chris, and still making changes. That's all.
No, I hear you. And there was a point where I agreed with you that if he gives up the GM duty.
Yeah, you did say that. I remember that.
Yeah, that he, you know, it'd be fine with him coaching. And he look, he's arguably the GOAT. I mean, really. I would never try to take away his accomplishments, you know, unless something comes out about where just it was egregious cheating going on throughout, you know what I mean, that dynasty. And I'm not gonna, even though I feel like if I had to choose Brady or Belichick as most responsible, I'd choose Brady, but give Belichick a ton of credit. I still respect those six championships, and no one, Rob, wins Super Bowls without great players. So I'm not, you know, trying to diminish Belichick's accomplishments because they're legendary, to say the least. But, Rob, it is a fact that he hasn't had really any success without Tom Brady. And I don't think it's coming in New England, even as just a coach. I agree. I'd rather have him just coach than be both. But I'm ready to move on if I'm New England. I just really am. I think they need a fresh start. I think if they get a young – I don't want him with a young quarterback. Like if they use this draft pick to take Drake May, Jaden Daniels, I don't see Chase Williams falling, Caleb Williams falling. But if he somehow did – I don't want Belichick being in control of that. And obviously he did a great job with Brady. He did help make Brady, you know – become what he did. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But I think the way he handled Mac Jones, Rob, a lot of it's on Mac just not being that good.
No, but he didn't do a good job.
You know what I mean?
And the offensive coordinators and Matt Patricia. There's a lot of stuff, Chris, but that's where you got to reel him in. And that's what I'm saying. Like, he sounds contrite. Would you say that?
He certainly sounded more contrite than I expected.
I'm shocked
by
that.
But I also think, Rob, that I'm not so certain. It wasn't a definitive look for me to – and maybe some of it's the way he says it, right? He doesn't really say things definitively like that, at least with the media. But I'm not so sure, Rob, that he gave a definitive statement on, hey, if it means me not being the GM and just coaching, I'm cool with that. Like, I just think, you know, he talked a lot. We didn't even hear the whole thing. He talked about, hey, we all have our different roles. I get input from other guys, and there's a lot of people involved in it. He says somebody has to have the final word. You know, if we all decide, you know, that it, you know,
yeah, but
can go a different way.
I just know
think
that.
It was, it, you know what I mean? I think he left a lot of wiggle room.
Yeah, but he's not going to say – I'm just saying, Chris, you've been in the building for 20-some-odd years. You had a lot of success and all that. So you're not just going to say, oh, yeah, whatever they decide, I'm just going to go along with it. That's not going to come out of his mouth. I mean
that's kind of what he said.
No, but.
But I don't think he said it definitively enough. And maybe you're right. Like, maybe you don't come out in the press conference.
Do you know what I mean?
And
just
that.
Say, like, oh, yeah, whatever they decide, I'm just along for the ride. This guy's going to go down.
I mean, he kind of was saying that. If you listen to the whole thing, he kind of was saying that. And look, Mike Florio had an interesting take, Rob, on Pro Football Talk, which I agree with on this one. Florio was like, Belichick kind of made it clear, I am not, like, you guys going to have to fire me. I'm not stepping down.
You know he's not doing that, right?
I'm not. And here's the other thing, though, Rob. I'm not. Now, he didn't say these words out of his mouth, but you can, you know.
What, he's not agreeing to a trade, right?
Right. I'm not going along with a trade. And here's the thing, Rob. Why would he or should he? Because if, let's say, hypothetically, they wanted to trade him to the Chargers. But they're going to want picks in return. So why would Belichick go to a Chargers team that's depleted of some assets? Right. You know what I mean? So he is smart. I don't know if he's being this, you know, I don't know what his motives are. But it looks like possibly he's like, look, you're going to have to fire me. And he knows, right? You and I have talked about, man, how do you fire Bill Belichick? You know, six championships. But he may just be like, they know how bad that would look. They know how uncomfortable that would be. They know I've been the only, essentially the only success they've had as a franchise, as a head coach. Like, are they really going to do that? I'm not going to make it easy on you. I'm not cooperating in a trade. So if you're going to fire me, then fire me. I mean, there may be some of that there too. I don't know, but I am at this point. And it's nothing against his personality or anything. I just think it's time. I think it's really time to move on. I'm wavering on my take about never firing Bill Belichick. I don't think it's going to get any better. You're right. The defense is going to be great, but maybe Rob, and I know this guy is not a good head coach. But if Josh McDaniels was the offensive coordinator, maybe he's the one that got him to the playoffs, or, you know, helped him get to the playoffs with Mac Jones as a rookie. He obviously was there for Brady.
Yeah, if I'm the Patriots, I don't want him as head coach.
No. Josh McDaniels would be the OC. Yeah. And Belichick would be the head coach. I'm just saying Bill O'Brien hasn't worked. Obviously, I mean, the other guys he brought in there was crazy. Yeah, Matt Patricia.
I just think if he's honestly willing to work with you and be coach and give up those other duties, and we've seen that happen, Chris, with some coaches where they finally decide, okay, I'm not going to have both roles. You know what I mean? I can't remember. There's a couple of coaches who gave up the GM. Remember, it's just too much work.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing, though, Rob. Do you, practically speaking, I mean, Bill Belichick is larger than life in the NFL. Is it even possible for someone to really come in and have the authority over Bill Belichick? Are people in the building going to still look to Belichick as kind of the guy?
I think the guy could have, depending on who you hire. You don't have to hire a kid, Chris. Somebody with some credibility, right? Guy with credibility. And then the thing that he would have working in his favor is that things haven't been great in New England the last couple of years. Sure, okay, it ain't like you're coming in and Bill just won three Super Bowls in a row. Ain't nobody listening to you.
Right. Right.
Things have been bad.
It's going to be interesting. It is really going to be interesting to see how this, because I could be wrong. I just don't see it getting better under Belichick. I think just start fresh with everybody. If you draft a quarterback, have a young coach that you think, at least in theory, will be with him, you know, an OC and a head coach who'll be with him for the next 5, 7, 10 years, whatever it might be, you know, at least in theory. Because Belichick, too, even if you get a young quarterback, Rob, I mean, how much longer is Belichick going to coach?
Until he gets the record.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's 71. He'll be 72 in April. And so, you know, it's a tough decision. It's going to be interesting. And I'm going to say this finally before we go, Rob. If I'm Belichick, and I get it, he's comfortable in New England. It's where he's become what he is. But if he has designs on winning another Super Bowl, which I'm sure he does, I would love to go somewhere else that's got the quarterback. We talked about the Chargers, or, you know, obviously wouldn't get traded to the Bills, but if he got fired, you know, if I'm the Bills and we get beat in the playoffs, I'm looking at him. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. What should happen with Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots? Should he be back? Should he just be the coach? Should he be fired? Should he be traded? What are your thoughts? 877-99 on Fox. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromised. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. The iCouple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. Did you know that Discover wants everyone to feel special? That's why with your Discover card, you've got access to 24-hour a day, 7-day a week customer service, as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you are never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Bill Belichick. Should he be back in New England or not next season?
And Washington's defense has more holes than a golf course. My God.
It's 14-3.
Two of the runs are like 40-yard runs. I know.
Here.
But I'm just saying.
They better score here.
No, if they score here, they're back in the game. But my God, you can't give up 40-yard runs.
And they're doing it, like you said, they're just, this is what, you know, I mean, Michigan's supposed to be able to overpower them. And so far,
but they're going, but they're going 40 yards untouched.
They're going right through them.
That's what I'm saying. Right. You got 40 yards untouched.
I'm going to check the numbers, but the stats, their rushing yards on the ground must be out of this world already.
Yeah, because they haven't rushed it that many times, and they got over 100 yards probably, don't they?
Oh, they're over. I think they're over 100.
Right?
For sure.
They probably got 100 yards on 10 carries.
Right. No, it's okay, here it is.
What is it?
100.
What is it?
115 yards
on
rushing.
How many?
8.
That's what I said. I said 10, 100 yards on 10. So I was close.
Yeah, yeah. It's 14 and a half yards of carry, Rob. They look like a team full of divine A-chans right now.
All right.
What you got?
Let's go to Thomas in Victorville. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Thomas?
Gentlemen, how are you? It's nice to hear from you in the new year.
No doubt. You too,
yes,
buddy.
You too, man.
Hey, listen, if you guys are up for it, next time the boys and I get together for a poker game, you guys would fit in just fine. Just bring your wallet.
That's right.
Where are you calling from? Where you at?
Victorville, California.
Oh,
it's a wonderful place to drive.
Next time I'm out there.
Yeah, right. Chris won't even come to Los Angeles. Victorville. Yeah.
Is that Southern Cal? SoCal?
Yeah.
Or NoCal?
We're on the way to Vegas, so, you know, Rob knows the way.
Basically, yes. Rob,
I got family.
He's saying,
I got family
he
in
sees
Victorville.
You as a mark. He's like, Rob, come on, anytime. Just bring your wallet. I listen to Shackle City. Bring your wallet.
Right.
All right, what you got?
Listen, so with Belichick, you know, you gotta say that the only one that's making this difficult is Robert Kraft. I think we could agree. Robert Kraft doesn't have any duty to get Bill Belichick to the record. He's got no duty to go through this another year and another year, hoping, wishing, and praying. So in that respect, if what we're talking about is what's next for the Patriots, not Bill Belichick, you gotta make the move. Because more than anything else, I think what we've seen since Brady has left is complete institutional failure. I mean, the emperor has no clothes. And then, what do you guys think about this? When you talk about him transitioning to another team, what's another team getting? I mean,
Wait a minute. Thomas, I hear you, but let's not act like he hasn't done anything. You can't undress the whole guy's career and act like he's not. Popovich is still in San Antonio. Am I wrong, Chris? Or
I don't know that I'd hire Pop.
No, but I'm just saying. I mean, but don't undress him. Act like he has nothing.
I've often said Pop and Belichick are their career arcs are the same. I agree with you, Rob. Here's what I'd say to Thomas's question: you're certainly getting an incredible defensive mind.
Is this another run that just happened? Or is that a replay?
They're treating Washington like the SEC treats the Big Ten. Used to treat the Big Ten.
Right, used to run up Chris.
Golly. That was have 200 yards rushing in about 3 minutes.
But there's nothing. I don't even get it. Like
this is.
I've never seen anything like it. Like,
Pat 12?
Is that another 40-yard run?
Yeah.
Rob G?
Least,
right?
It might have been longer than 40.
I swear when I looked up, I thought that was a replay from earlier because I was like, that's not another run?
Here's what I would say you get with Belichick. And Rob, I've been sounding the alarm that he hadn't done anything without Brady as long as anybody. But you get a great defensive mind. And Rob, that's why I like the Chargers because you already have the quarterback. Whoever the offensive coordinator would be, let him Belichick. And, Rob, I do think Belichick going to another organization wouldn't want or feel like he has to have as much power. He's just a head coach. And you let the offensive coordinator handle your quarterback, if it's Justin Herbert or another great quarterback somewhere else, and then Belichick would make that defense one of the best in the league. That's what I think you're getting, Rob. With Belichick.
Right, but people are
not acting, to mention the respect of the players.
Right. People are acting like at this point he hasn't done anything.
I think he's taking a bath because Brady's, you know, was so successful in Tampa and he's been so struggled so much. But I'm not gonna take away his accomplishment.
That's what I'm saying. You can't act like he didn't do anything. Is that JR? JR in Indianapolis. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, JR?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Can I pose this question real quick? If Belichick left when Brady left and Brady stayed and Belichick went to Tampa Bay, do they still win?
They meaning who?
Tampa Bay. Because all you needed was a quarterback. They already had.
So you mean if Belichick went there with Brady?
No, just Belichick, because we kind of taking some of the power away from Belichick.
I mean, I think they had a great defense, and I don't think Jameis Winston was going
to they needed a quarterback that didn't throw 30 interceptions.
They needed a quarterback.
Right.
They had what was that?
Jameis would have been gone. He wasn't going to have Jameis anyway, because he wasn't going to bow down.
I don't think they would have won. I don't think they would have won. And let me say this. I think New England was done. I mean, Brady was at a point where I think he needed great weapons, and Belichick wouldn't give him weapons. So I don't think they were going to keep winning in New England either. I think they would have won, 11 games, 10 games, made the playoffs and stuff. But as long as Belichick was going to be stubborn and not give him great weapons, I don't think Brady would have – they would have won a Super Bowl, with Brady in New England either after, 2018. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got our man Rob Woodson coming up in a moment, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest, Hall of Fame defensive back, one of the absolute best to ever do it. Now, Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, our man, Rod Woodson. Rod, what's up, man?
What's up, my brothers from another mother?
I'm guessing you must be excited. The Big Ten getting a little payback so far, at least.
Yeah, I'm surprised that they're being that physical with them, and they can't handle it. But that's Big Ten football. If you can't stop the run, man, you're going to get it all night long.
15 yards a carry, it's unbelievable.
Never seen something like this.
It's like they've never even seen what a wing, wing set is, a pair.
Right. Oh, my God. All right, let's go to the NFL. Obviously, the playoffs are set. Let's start. I mean, Philadelphia. They were my preseason Super Bowl pick. I'm out on them. I thought yesterday they looked like a team that just doesn't believe in themselves and their coach, schemes, whatever it might be. Where are you at on them? Like, if you were on that staff, like, is there anything that can be said, done to turn them around? I mean, barring, like a miracle.
No, I don't know if you can get it back this year, right? It's just, sometimes it's just that feel, and you kind of seen it the whole year long, right? We all kind of saw it throughout the year that we kept, and I think, the vast majority of everybody was saying they don't look like the same team. They just don't feel like the same team, and we'll watch them play, and their style of play week in and week out just didn't par back what they were doing last year. And I don't think you can get it back. I don't think you can have a rah-rah speech. I don't think you can have a team-only, meeting, and that gets it back. I think they are who they are this year. I know there, it's been, some rumor mills, some riffs in the locker room. Yeah. And when you start getting those rumor mills, man, there's some truth to it somewhere, right? I mean, the places that don't have any, you don't hear any. So, some of those rumor mills, it comes about for a reason, and unfortunate for them. But I don't think they're not that team this year, the same team. I think the 49ers are by far the best team in the NFC.
But the Ravens are the best team in the league. Would you say that? I think they are.
I think I've been saying this for. Remember, I've been saying this for I don't know how long, for several weeks, that the Ravens are one of those, if not the deepest team in the National Football League, from the first player Lamar Jackson to the 53rd player on the active roster. Like, I mean, I just really believe it, and they've shown. Obviously they. This past week, they didn't play anybody, and they got beat by the Steelers. And probably the only team that has their numbers is the Steelers.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rob.
Well, I'm just saying, if you just look at the last, I don't know how many games for them, they've beaten everybody else. They have struggled with the Steelers for whatever odd reason.
Rob and I both picked, it sounds like you may have too, the Ravens to get to the Super Bowl. I would pick them to win this game.
We picked them before the season started.
Right.
Both of us.
And I would pick them to win this game, Rod. But I'm guessing they'd rather face Houston than Cleveland. Like, that AFC North, man.
Oh, yeah.
They, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And Flacco, who knows if he'll still have magic at that point. But just that defense and the physical nature of the division, and they got more offense than the Steelers. So I just think that would be a tough matchup, I think.
Yeah, I think Houston's a better matchup because you're playing. I mean, first of all, they played them already this year, so they kind of understand who they already are. Cleveland, they played them too. And Cleveland, listen, they understand how tough Cleveland's defense is. They know how good they are and getting after everybody. That yes, they beat them. I get it, but they still give you issues. And in having Joe Flacco come in and play the way he has been playing, I don't know if he'll do that in the postseason or not, but he's done it before in his career, so it's not telling me that he wouldn't do it. They are a solid football team. You know, I would think that they would rather play Houston. I think they have a better shot in the way they played them in the first time. They have a better feel for them, and they know who they are.
I want to go back to, you brought up San Francisco as the best team in the NFC. I agree, but if you're Dallas, it's kind of a two-part question. One, do you think Dallas is the second best and that they will meet ultimately in the NFC championship game? And if you're a player on the Cowboys, how much does that 42-10 drubbing early in the year, you know, like, does that weigh into your thinking? And is it, maybe it could be, I guess, a positive or a negative?
Well, I mean, think about this now. I mean, every time they, you know, the way they were playing away from Dallas, they don't play the best football. They play really good football in Dallas. So, you know, playing at home is completely different. They're playing on the road for them, obviously, this year. And, you know, they go on the road and they have to play San Francisco on the road, and showing what their past experience is this year and the way they've played on the road, it might be another throbbing. You just never really know. But with that being said, they still have a lot of talent, right? And I think they're better offense now than they were when they played them the first time around. I think, you know, I think CeeDee Lamb has kind of come into his own. And you got to hope that would stay the case. But with that being said, they're still going to have to play a real aggressive defense, a fast-flowing linebacker and core, one of the best, if not the best running back in the National Football League, and two top receivers in Ayuk and Debo. And, you know, when you play them, you don't want to get Debo.
Right. You don't want to get Debo. Very nice. Let me ask you about getting Josh Allen. I mean, we know he has talent, but he's also a turnover machine. We saw it in Miami. If it wasn't for that punt return, I'm not so sure they win that game because that turned the game for Buffalo. Where are you on Buffalo, you know, going forward in the playoff run?
Man, I'm concerned that they can't run the football, and Josh Allen has to throw the ball every single down, every single series. And the problem he has is that he wants to have big plays every time he throws the football. You can't. Right. In the National Football League, you have to take what the defense is giving. If they're giving you a three-yarder, take the three-yarder. If they're giving you a five-yarder, take the five-yarder. If they're giving you a six-yarder, 10-yarder, take it, and then take your shots, because then they'll start creeping up, and then you can take shots. And it's very similar to what Patrick Mahomes did last year. They weren't making those big touchdown passes, so he was taking those five. They had 13 play drives, 10 play drives. And then he would take some shots down the field on them, and he would use his feet to get out of the pocket and get some unscheduled first down. We know that Josh Allen can do that. But he has to learn to take what the defense is giving him. And if he stays aggressive and he always wants to take big shots and make big plays, I don't know how far they'll go in the postseason.
Do you still think Kansas City's dangerous?
I'm not sure, because they don't scare you like they did in years past offensively. I think defensively they played solid all year long. They played really good football. I just think offensively they just don't scare everybody. People believe they can match them up. They can stack the box and make it tough for the running game for Kansas City to make Mahomes throw the football. I don't think that they can go on the road like they could in previous years and win football games.
All right. That is our man, the Hall of Famer, Rod Woodson.
Thanks,
great
Rob.
Stuff as always,
appreciate
brother.
It.
Okay, man. I appreciate it, brother.
Yep. All right, Jameis Winston, a little bit of controversy down in New Orleans. We'll get to that next. I couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. And Rob, did you see the Jameis Winston play at the end of the Saints routed Atlanta 48 or 47-17?
That was ugly. That was ugly.
Yeah, it really was. I thought it was going to be a close game. But anyway, Rob G, just give us an explanation of kind of what went on.
Sure. So you mentioned it was a blowout win. They're in the final seconds of the game. The Saints are at about the 1.5 yard line. And Dennis Allen calls for the victory formation. Get on the ball.
48-17.
Kneel it. That's the ball game. According to Jameis Winston, though, they asked the players in the huddle if they should get Jamal Williams a touchdown. And they decided to do that. And so it wouldn't have been as bad if they had just lined up in an I formation and gave the ball
to
Williams.
Well, that's what I think they should have done.
Instead, though, he got into the victory formation and handed the ball off to Jamal Williams for a touchdown, which led to a big kerfuffle between Arthur Smith.
Kerfuffle, I like that.
And Dennis Allen.
Is that
with
marshmallows and chocolate?
Absolutely. And Jameis Winston said the reason why he did it and defied his coach, because it was a, quote, team decision.
Look, Rob, I think they should have lined up in a regular formation. If they decide, hey, we want to get this touchdown, they should have just lined up regular and run it in the right way. I'm not going to kill Jameis. I don't think it's as bad as some people are saying. But I just – now that victory formation, I don't know if it's going to be the victory formation anymore, especially for New Orleans.
Nah, you know what?
You're going to get cracked upside the head.
I disagree with you. I think there is – when you do that – people let their guards down because, you know, nobody wants to get hurt on meaningless plays at an end of a game. I think that's where you cannot go. You can't go against that. Like you just said, if you're going to be like, no, we playing it all the way and it ain't, and you just line up regular. Okay. That's one thing, but that's why,
right, that's
why they have the victory formation. It's so that people don't get hurt in a meaningless play at the end. And you can't, like, if I'm playing them, any game that Jameis Winston's in, I'll never, ever let my guard down, Chris, in a situation like that. And guys have gotten hurt. That's why that there's that whole situation. And in a blowout like that, what are you doing?
Well, right. It's not even let your guard down with Jameis. I think the thing Jameis, at least, and it might be against other teams, but certainly against Atlanta, if he's ever in a game, Rob, and does the victory formation, he might get clocked.
That's what he might get.
Now you're risking
some type of
fine or suspension.
But you don't care.
You
might do it anyway. And it might be,
yeah.
It's like being at a block party, Chris, and getting stabbed by 9 people and nobody saw it. Like, it could be that.
I think it's so – the thing is – and I like Jameis and even the teammates, if they all were on board with it, wanting to get, you know, Jamal a touchdown, his first touchdown. I'm with that. Just line up in the regular – I don't think Dennis Allen is a very good coach. I think they should be getting a new coach anyway, but it looks like he's going to keep his job. But I'm not even mad about him defying that call. I'm just saying line up in a real formation.
No, I got issues. I got issues. If I'm the coach, we send in a play to end the game and you're doing something else. I don't agree with that. I can't trust you. I can't trust you.
That's I would probably feel different if I thought he was a good coach.
I can't.
I think he's lost his team, but I hear you on that.
I can't trust you.
But I just think that's what should have happened. He should have went in the regular formation. They know what's coming, and then you get the guy to touchdown. Because if you look at the play before, Rob G, you can chime in too. It looked like Tyrann Mathieu, who returned the interception the play before, it looked like he wasn't trying to score. Would you agree with that, Rob and Rob G? Like, he could have ran into this. He was kind of waiting for a lineman
for somebody
to tackle him.
Right. But, Chris, that happens.
You know, which I wouldn't have been mad at him for running in the end zone either. But I thought Dennis Allen kind of, when I just heard about it, but without really looking at everything, that Dennis Allen just kind of threw his players under the bus. But it seems like they were going to admit it anyway. Like, Jameis Winston wasn't hiding it, you know. And so I think, you know, Allen just giving an explanation. I don't think it's as bad as I thought it was at first. But I do wonder if he has that locker room. I do wonder if he had. Because what you just said, Rob, like right now a lot of players are siding with Jameis.
Yeah, I couldn't roll with them in that situation. I really couldn't. I'm being dead serious as a head coach. That is such a bad look on him.
I'd be upset
the organization.
If
you're the head coach, Chris, and you would be. Ain't no way you could be in charge and your team do what they just did. I'm sorry, and feel good about it. Go, oh, well, they just decided. Oh, is that what happened? Okay.
No, I agree. I think that as the head coach, he's got to be feeling – like I said, I don't think he's a good coach. But it looks like a sign, Rob, that he has lost that locker room. You know, because the players are
they're doing rogue situations like that. It's just a bad look. And Jameis, I guess we'll wait and see how the fallout of that. It ain't like he's having some spectacular NFL career anyway. If somebody the next coach that comes along, Chris, well, do I want that guy? You know what I mean?
Like that's a good
like
question.
That's the scary part.
With a team, I would say guys have done worse, but that you know coaches take that serious.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico.
Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.